This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County School District has been granted a variance for this year's junior high and high school graduations. Graduations will take place at Camplex and the Pronghorn Center, and with the size of the facilities and the number of graduates, everyone who wants to attend should be able to safely without masking. The Wyoming Mustangs have signed a deal to call the Wyoming Center at Camplex home for at least the next 3 years. The news record says the success of the Mustangs in their first season in Gillette has been a factor in that decision. The Mustangs lead their league in attendance. The Gillette Police Department and the Campbell County Sheriff's Office will be participating in the law enforcement torch run for the Special Olympics today, along with some Special Olympics athletes. They'll be running from City Hall and finishing at the Rec Center starting at about 8:30 this morning. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. 11 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 were recorded in Campbell County on Wednesday, along with 2 new deaths reported in Bighorn and Laramie counties. The new cases in the county bring the active count to 26, the highest since mid-April. The Wyoming Mustangs made a special visit to the Northeast Wyoming Board of Cooperative Educational Services Field Day this past week, much to the delight of the students there. Members of the team spent time running races and throwing passes to the kids, something many would not normally be able to experience. In the junior high state finals rodeo at Camplex last week, athletes who finished in the top 4 for the season qualified for nationals, including Ricky and Jace Rourke, Tyson Schmelzel, Denton Mackey, and Ava Reno, all of Gillette, and Caitlin Moore of Wright. They're now qualified for the junior high national rodeo to be held next month in Des Moines, Iowa. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.